You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Are you tired of being tired, not feeling your fabulous self? My next guest is an author and board-certified physician specializing in functional medicine, and she's here to share tips on ending your fatigue. And let's go get awake here, everyone, the new year, healthier you. Please welcome Dr. Kieran Dunstan. Doc, the number one complaint I hear from my patients is that they're tired all the time, and majority of them have some degree of adrenal fatigue. Do you find this to be true with your patients?
Absolutely. It is the number one complaint. Everybody is tired. And typically there are adrenal or cortisol issues. So I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Now, when you say cortisol, let's talk about what is it about it that actually makes us tired?
Cortisol is one of your master hormones. It's produced in the adrenal glands. It sits in your back on top of your kidneys. And you cannot live without cortisol. It's very important for regulating lots of things, such as your sleep-wake cycle. It has a lot to do with your weight, your immune system function. It has a lot to do with your sex drive, too. So in terms of your sleep-wake cycle, cortisol is very important for getting you up in the morning. It's kind of like starting your car requires a lot of gas. You got to have a lot of cortisol to get going in the morning. And then your cortisol needs to level out throughout the day at a nice pace, where it keeps you energized, and then it has to go down for you to be able to go to sleep. So I find that most people have disruptions in the diurnal variation of their cortisol, and that is one of the key components of fatigue.
Well, there's no doubt with cortisol, a lot of people end up having either way not enough in the morning and too much at night. It's completely flip-flop. And those individuals cannot sleep. And when you cannot sleep, obviously you're going to be tired in the morning. What do you find with your client, your patients, and what do you suggest on how to help with that sleeping schedule?
Yes. So you're absolutely right, Suzanne. The adrenals will cause dysfunction in the cortisol in a varied pattern where you're high at night and low during the day, and then you have a disrupted pattern. Some of the things I tell people to do are have a set bedtime, have no lights on in the room, keep it cool. And then in terms of really helping to balance out the cortisol, if it's become disrupted, usually because of too much stress, and we could have a whole conversation about what the adrenals consider stress, I actually recommend that they take some herbal products called adaptogens. And those are things like rhodiola and ashwagandha that help the adrenals, if they're high, come down low, and if they're low, come up. So it really helps people balance out and get better sleep and have more energy during the day.
That's a great, great tip there, adaptogens. So, you know, you talk about cortisol and how we need to make sure that we sleep better and optimize our sleep-wake cycle. What other factors do you find is the root cause of fatigue?
Well, one of the other huge factors, Suzanne, is low thyroid. I have to say there is an epidemic of low thyroid. And oftentimes, just like when I first started on this journey and I had been told my thyroid was functioning normally by my regular physician, and then I discovered functional medicine and found out that my thyroid was actually functioning low, I find the same thing with my patients. They come to me, they're tired, and they may have other symptoms of low thyroid function. They may have hair loss, brittle nails, dry skin, constipation. These are some of the signs and symptoms. And we do their thyroid labs. So in functional medicine, we actually check 8 different parameters in blood versus mainstream physicians will check 1 or 2. And then when we get the labs back, we compare those values to optimally functioning people. We don't compare them to the general population like mainstream medicine. So I'd say about 80% of the people who come to me with fatigue and have been told that they don't have a thyroid issue, I actually diagnose them with a thyroid issue. So low thyroid is key.
Can you heal the thyroid naturally?
You can do lots of things to heal the thyroid. So in functional medicine, we're like toddlers. We're always asking why. The thyroid is low. Why is it low? And some of the common reasons are a deficiency of iodine, for instance. Majority of people have that. Or deficiency of selenium, for instance. That's an important nutrient for the thyroid. Or toxicity, an overabundance of things like fluoride from water, from toothpaste, and chlorine from water, and bromide from baked products. That will displace iodine on the thyroid molecule. So we're always asking why, and then we go uncover the why. So if they're iodine deficient, the next question is, why are you iodine deficient? And typically that could be poor intake, or it could be a gut issue that they're not absorbing the iodine. So we're always asking why, and yes, you can heal it.
Well, that's good to hear, you know, because a lot of people I find when they come into my practice, the numbers are all normal, just like you were saying. But then they have these they're called subclinical, hypothyroid, where you just can tell just from their symptoms, their clinical symptoms, that they're just not ready yet. They're just not right yet, not enough. And that optimal level is so important. And in my practice, I actually use a great deal of natural formulas, just like you suggested. But also, you mentioned about the fluoride. In my book, The 7-Day Adjuvant Makeover, I talk all about, in day two, all about how water is so important. And we drink too much tap water in this country. And majority of our cities, majority across the U.S., actually fluoridate the water. And I know in your book, The Bikini Code, you actually talk about detoxing and eliminating these toxins, right?
Yeah, so detoxification is key to getting your energy back as well as weight loss. The book is about weight loss. However, what you'll find is that really these six imbalances are key for all health issues. They just outpicture differently in different people. So some people may have the same underlying causes but be tired. Some people may have the same underlying causes but have overweight. So it varies. But yes, toxicity and detoxification is key. So filtering your water and removing it from things like, those are called halides, bromine, chlorine, and fluoride. Removing heavy metals, things like that. Also eating organically, so removing the pesticides and the hormones from your food. Using natural cleaning products, cosmetics. So you want to decrease the consumption of toxins, and then you also need to do some things to increase your removal of the toxins and your detoxification pathways from the body. So it's key to take some of the supplements that I recommend that help you clear your liver and get those pathways open.
All of that you're sharing, great information. What it'll do is up-level your energy level, which then, of course, increases your metabolism and helps you get into that bikini code. One last tip I'd like you to share with our listeners, just a couple of seconds. What's your favorite thing to do every day to boost your energy?
Meditate. I love to meditate. I think it's so key for staying focused and centered, and I find that my energy and my focus are tremendous when I regularly meditate.
I love that. Thanks so much. Great talking to you. You gave awesome information, and your book, Bikini Code, Cracking the Bikini Code. I am excited to read that myself and take a look and talk, learn more about your story. I really appreciate you being here, Dr. Dunson, and thank you so much. If you want to learn more about Dr. Dunson's program, please visit TrueBalanceMD.com, or you can go to my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD and find all the links there. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.